What is more fun than getting together with somebody who you just started dating to do some amazing holiday celebrating together? Whether this is snuggling up and watching some Christmas movies or going out and looking at Christmas lights, we've got the best list of the holiday date ideas coming your way, right?
Welcome to the Cougar Den Podcast, a show to help re-energize your dating life during the cougar years. With a little humor and girlfriend advice, we're taking starting over in a new direction. Let's work on attracting the right partner this time around. Now, here are your hosts and den mothers, Athena and Chantel.
So Chantel,
yes.
What is your number one thing that you always like to do with a partner around the holidays?
Go to Starbucks and not get a tumbler, but go to Starbucks, get a drink, and go and drive around looking at Christmas lights.
What do you put in that Starbucks drink? So you put some Baileys in there?
It depends who's driving or for Ubering. But yeah, just get one of those festive, you know, festive drinks from Starbucks or Tim Hortons or, you know, whatever your local coffee shop. Yeah. And just getting in the car and going for a drive. They put those maps out every year of neighborhoods to go check out for Christmas lights.
That sounds like fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. And you listen to Christmas music while you're doing it. Hopefully he's into it.
No kidding. Especially if you start belting things out, right?
All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, boy. I would have to say my favorite holiday thing to do with a partner is like ordering in some food, making some appies for later, having a couple of drinks, and like just cuddling up on the couch and watching some Christmas movies together.
So are you watching like the traditional ones, like
Rudolph? Like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, something like that.
Love Actually?
Not so much like the romantic-y.
Home Alone?
Yeah. Something like that.
Die Hard?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Something fun, right? Scrooge. Doesn't have to be.
Scrooge is probably one of my favorite Christmas movies with Bill Murray.
Bad Santa.
Oh, Bad Santa. Elf.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a classic. Bad Santa was always one of those shows that, you know, you can't really watch around the kids. No. But that's probably my most fun thing to do. And it's a complete win, too, if it's snowing outside while that's happening. And if it's not, well, then, frick, let's go to Whistler.
Oh, there we go.
Do that.
Yeah, Athena's on her trips again.
Yep. I'm always on my trips. So we've got some other holiday date ideas. So whether this is just with somebody that you've just snugged up with, could be a brand new relationship, or you could just be dating. These are some fun ideas that are a little bit more holiday themed. These are some fun holiday themed date ideas. Chantel, you want to kick it off?
Yeah. So like Athena was saying, holiday movie night, it's cute, it's cozy, you know, snuggle up with someone special, find your Netflix, put your Christmas lights on.
Lots of candles.
Light a couple candles.
Lots of snacks.
Lots of hot chocolate.
Lots of snacks and some wine.
I bought those hot chocolate bombs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those are fun. Put some Baileys in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whipped cream is a must. For later, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get your Christmas lights on, your little twinkly lights, and you just throw on some Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun. But I mean, I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but what happens if he hates fucking Christmas? Are we looking at Hallmark movies then where he enjoys the joy of Christmas? You think you're going to change him?
Okay, well, let's kick it off with this first. I think you need to have a conversation, be the responsible, respectful partner and have the conversation on whether or not they're Christmas people or not. Because I do have a girlfriend, her new boyfriend is not a Christmas person. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because he doesn't like the holidays because he's a bah humbug. He actually went through some family stuff that, you know, bothers him around this time of the year. And she's super Christmassy. So you have to kind of find that balance of what they want to do. And if they're not as Christmassy as you, just let it go and go do this stuff with like girlfriends or your kids.
Yeah.
But if you guys are both holiday people, then that's great. One thing that I love to do as well is hit up holiday parties together.
Yes.
Like dress up silly or even dress up super fucking sexy with one another and hit up some holiday parties and celebrate with people. Lots of appies. Do a secret Santa. All that fun stuff. Celebrating with friends is definitely on the top list of things that I like to do with my partner.
Oh, the pink elephant game.
Yes. Is it white elephant?
White elephant? Whatever it's it is. That's always fun.
Yeah.
I always end up with my own gift because I'm typically one of the last ones that gets to pick. So I'm like, I want my gift back. I do that at your party.
What about some outdoor activities?
Oh, I love outdoor activities like skating.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I used to figure skate.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
I forgot that about you. I've been friends with you for almost 30 years. I totally forgot that.
Yes, I was a competitive ice skater.
Okay.
I have not put skates on in quite some time. My ex-husband's stepfather used to make an outdoor rink.
Oh, that's fun.
And so we'd go play around out there. And that's always a lot of fun, especially if, like, for me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's going to take me a little while to get used to this.
Yeah.
But again, going back to the Hallmark movies, how many times do you see them skating and one of them falls?
Yeah, what if so? I think, yeah, what if you just kind of faked it and you're like, oh, I'm a little wobbly. Hold me.
Right? Gives you a reason to crash into them and be very close.
You're like, oh, sorry. Oh, there's your lips.
Toe pick.
Oh. Toe pick. Yeah, that's fun. And there's like even like snowshoeing. That becomes a thing. We're in BC, Canada. Mm-hmm. So snowshoeing is a thing. Going like skiing or snowboarding together. Snowmobiling is a lot of fun. So like taking some like adventure time outdoors together.
Tubing. The snow tubing.
Oh my God. So I would have a blast with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, I love this one too. A DIY hot chocolate bar.
Yes.
Yes.
Whipped cream. There we go again.
Marshmallows, sprinkles,
chocolate
cherries.
Shavings.
Yes.
Everything. Yeah.
All the things.
And then just putting it all together. Mm-hmm. What about like making one for each other, like without, you know, them knowing what's going into it?
There's a lot of trust there. A lot of trust there.
Like you have to drink it all.
That's right. There's no Tabasco sauce, I promise.
Mm-hmm. That one's cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this one. Gingerbread house decorating.
Yeah, definitely something that's fun and playful. So you can turn your date into a friendly competition, which I like.
Yeah, and I've done this in the past, and we went to Bulk Barn and bought all the candy and stuff to make, you know, to
those
decorate.
Boxes don't give you the right stuff.
They don't give you enough.
No.
No. So you go to Bulk Barn, you buy some stuff, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Gingerbread house decorating is fun, and that would be fun to do with like a couple of couples or like as a group of friends. And
that's
stuff
what we
like
did. Yeah, there was I think there was three or four couples that did that. It was fun.
Your favorite is on the list, holiday light, but like a scavenger hunt. So making it kind of adventurous and festive. So taking a stroll through the neighborhood, looking at it, but like creating more of a scavenger hunt list for like featured displays, kind of discovering this like enchanted little villages or decorations, or sometimes there's whole streets that are lit up, you know, and they all do it together.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun driving around. Obviously you'll be driving around for that, or even like just getting on the car for a little bit and doing a little bit of a walk together.
Mm-hmm.
One good thing that's cool here, and I'm sure there's a lot of places that have events like this, but like Glow or Festival of Lights, that's at the Van Dusen Gardens, is the Van Dusen Garden one is definitely like very romantic. I took my daughter there last year.
Well, we were talking about going as a girlfriend group, but now there's only two of us single girls left.
I know.
So, you know?
Yeah.
People might get the wrong idea that we're together, which again would be fine, but we're not.
You guys look good together though.
There we go.
And Christine needs to wear her hat that she got
and
at the market.
Gloves.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. You know, doing something like that, I find is like super romantic. The Glow experience is definitely, there's a lot of kids, a lot of screaming, all that shit. But
I went to Glow a couple years ago.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. But going to like Van Dusen to like the gardens or something more elaborate like that, way better for like a date. Or Capilano Suspension Bridge.
Oh, I did that too. That was a lot of fun. The what do they call it? Canyon Lights?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that a few years ago too.
A girlfriend of mine was telling me that if you get a season pass there, it's well worth the money.
Yep. Because you get admission to Canyon Lights.
Yeah. And then you can go
whenever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said just for like the dollar difference, it's worth it just to do it and then go a couple times for the year.
Yeah. So then we have fireside storytelling. So cozy up by your fireplace with a blanket and share your favorite holiday memories and traditions. Now, a lot of us might not have a fireplace. I have an electric one. So, you know, make it work.
Yeah.
Candlelight works too. Doesn't have to be a fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking about your past traditions and experiences and family gatherings, like maybe shit that went sideways, that's kind of funny, versus like how your, what your Christmases look like go into detail about it.
Don't trauma dump.
Don't trauma dump. That's true. this is light and fun stuff. Nothing negative. You make fun of the funny stuff. That's about it. Fireside storytelling. This is definitely like a cute and cozy thing. I personally don't feel like...
It doesn't work for us.
No, but it might work for some of you guys out there. So there's an option.
So what about a snow day fun day?
Like snowball fights and stuff?
Yeah, why not? Build a snowman. Make a, you know, try to build a sled hill.
Have you ever tried to build a snowman in BC? Snow sucks here for doing that.
Kelowna was good.
Yeah, you have to definitely go up in the mountains over here. Yeah,
Kelowna was good.
But just being fun and playful with one another, I think that's fun. And that's kind of like the tubing thing, but even just going sledding, like if you do get a dump of snow where you are, going and getting, you remember those like magic carpets?
Oh, I love the magic carpets.
Our GT snow racers.
Yes. Yes. No face washes though.
Oh, I forgot about those.
No face washing.
Or those big long wooden toboggans.
Those are the best.
Those are dangerous. Had so many crashes on those.
Honestly, weren't you, I'm just taking it back to our teen years.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Where I used to live, there it was in a development and there was like a lot of big hills because a lot of the houses were being built on the slope. And so we used to go out in our tubes and magic carpets and, you know, whatever. Yep. And our big wooden sleds. And we go down these hills. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't remember if you remember Sean breaking his arm.
No, but I remember my tooth going through my lip. Yeah, and Sean bleeding everywhere.
Sean broke his arm on one of the things. And we had to go back to my place and then call his mom to take him to the hospital.
I don't remember that. I was probably very high or drunk.
Probably. That might be why he broke his arm. But but he got it stuck in like in one of the roots that was coming up.
Yeah, it was a horrible place to go sledding. It was the worst.
It was only one casualty. We're fine.
Oh my God.
After years of doing that, we only had one incident.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No.
Going through the holiday markets and all like the different, you know, festive places. Chantel's like loving this one right now.
We did this a couple weeks ago, me, you, and Christine.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like this is something you might be able to get away with a new guy who's like willing to do anything to make you happy, but going into year two together, I doubt a lot of men are going to want to go to Christmas markets.
Probably not, unless it involves like gaming or car parts or something. He's probably not going to go. And it's usually on Sunday when there's football.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, there's some parades that you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
Like general holiday events. Let's just clump that all up together because it's going to vary from city to city.
Grouse Mountain has the big Christmas town.
Yeah.
Where they've got like I think they got bears and everything over there and mm-hmm. reindeer and
yeah,
they got tons of stuff at Grouse Mountain.
Yeah.
And that's not too far away either.
Every city's going to have something magical. Just pick a spot and go to it. And like I said, if you're dating in the beginning parts, he's going to do that more now probably.
Oh, I just saw actually Twilight Drive-In was doing holiday movies over the weekends.
Nobody wants to go to drive-in. It's too cold.
You've got your heaters on. You're fine. But they were playing like back-to-back holiday movies at the drive-in.
I'd rather do that at home.
Oh, it's a drive-in experience. It's fun.
Not in the winter.
It's not winter here yet. We're not even in the negatives yet.
I know. It's cold, though. It's cold.
Tell that to someone from Saskatchewan or Alberta.
What about booking like just a weekend getaway in someplace up in the mountains or someplace snowy or like a cabin that, you know, is going to feel good to go to?
If you've only been dating a couple weeks?
Sure, why not? Let's do it. Let's just go all in.
Oh, God. I'm going to pass
on that. Bring some board games. Bring some cards.
Bring some friends. Keep it safe.
Put your friend on Find My Friends. But just kind of going through a bit of an experience where like at some like, you know, little cottage in the woods or, you know, what something fun.
Harrison usually has a pretty good Christmas display.
Yep. They do. So
Harrison's the lights on the lake. Too. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Stanley Park. Mm-hmm. They've got the holiday train running right again for the first time in years. They've got it running.
What about hosting a holiday party together?
Why not?
Nothing says, here's my new boyfriend, like, we're hosting a party together.
Surprise!
That'd be fun. But it would be fun to just go through the planning process of, like, what, because you weren't here when I was having my Christmas parties.
No,
I was crazy not. Christmas parties, but my Christmas parties included a lot of games, a lot of prizes, a lot of dressing up. Everybody had so much fun.
There you go.
Yeah. So like co-planning something festive mm-hmm. is good. Doing like double date stuff.
I was
is
thinking a lot of double fun. Date stuff. Yeah.
Yep. Double it up, triple it up, quadruple it up, whatever you want to do. Grab some other couples.
Get some of his single friends, get some of your single friends, go out and do something.
Yeah, exactly. So that kind of stuff is fun when you do some group stuff. And then you can be like, well, let's do a theme.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It's like ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah. Or, you know, everybody has to wear like red, white, or green. I don't know. I can't think of any themes off the top of my head right now, but I do love a good theme party.
Dress as a character from your favorite Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm. Or like Christmas onesies.
Oh, yes. I have a couple of those.
I don't have any Christmas ones.
I have two.
Okay. I'm going to borrow one.
Okay.
I just got to find some single guys from somebody to bring you along with. That's all. So there's lots to do for the holidays. This is just a little bit of a short and sweet episode for you as we get ready for Christmas. Woo-woo. Christmas. Woot woot. Okay, that's all I got. I can't do anymore. You're going to be like, shut up, Athena.
So is there something we missed from our list? Is there something, some kind of Christmas thing that you would love to do on a date?
Speaking of lists.
Oh.
What about like a naughty or nice couple thing?
Like truth or dare? Maybe two truths like and a lie?
Played? I don't know.
Two truths and a lie? Ooh, I saw a reindeer ring toss game on Sheen. Oh my God. And I thought, ooh, ring toss. No, it's like antlers you put on your head.
Oh.
You toss the rings.
Okay. I was thinking about another antler.
Not my want to do ring toss. But I'm still waiting for a freaking volunteer. But the antler ring toss.
We could do like sexy like Santa and Mrs. Claus, or, you know, have you been naughty or nice?
Two truths and a lie.
Yes. Have like a truth or dare like Christmas thing.
Christmas thing, truth or dare. Yes. Oh, shit.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I think we need to cut this off.
Okay, we're done for today. Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Can I call you mine? I've been taking it slow. I can't read your mind. Sometimes I feel like I'm here alone. Don't need a wedding vow. Just tell me how you in or out. It ain't fair, baby. The way you got me hanging on. You got me hanging on. Oh. You got me hanging on. You got me hanging on. Oh. Baby. Amazing, but it feels like your love has gone missing. Well,